I'm David Edmonds, and in this programme I ask whether a combination of data and artificial intelligence is set to transform the NHS.
In the year 1848, the western half of the United States was a wild and unsettled land, but new gold deposits were discovered in California.
It's become a cliché to compare the windfall of mineral or oil discoveries with our digital age, in which there's a new commodity, a commodity that may prove more valuable than any natural resource, data. Britain's oil fields may be running down, but now corporations are investigating where to drill for data. And there's one UK organisation in particular with lucrative potential.
People are getting excited about NHS data because it is a unique asset in a world in which data is increasingly being seen as valuable.
What makes the NHS's data set unique is the fact that the NHS has been able to capture a lot of data about people over a really long period of time. It's unsurpassed in terms of its size and the range of richness of the data set.
The only country that can boast a single-payer healthcare data set, all managed by a single organization that covers, in England, 55 million people, and in the UK, 65 million people. The only country in the world that's competitive with that is South Korea. And there's not a lot of people scrambling off to South Korea to do their data work. So I think it is unique.
Your hospital and GP visits generate data. Who you are, what illnesses you've had, how you've been treated, and how your body responded. In this edition of Analysis, I'll be asking whether data is set to transform the NHS.
It's going to change medicine forever.
But is there a danger that this data may be flogged off to the private sector at bargain basement prices?